This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What is Twitter incentivizing people to do or not do, and why? The answers will lead to tectonic shifts in Twitter and our industry operates. Required changes won't be fast or easy. Today we're committing to the people and this committee to do that work and do it openly.
A Twitter administration control panel was hacked into revealing alleged leaked pictures spotlighting the buttons Trends Blacklist and Search Blacklist, indicating Twitter does have the ability to shadow ban its users, exposing that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey clearly lied to Congress.
The allegation that we make, the Republicans, is that you're discriminatory against us, against the Republicans. Your post says, well, there were some Democrat politicians, too. So out of 600,000, if there were 1,000 Republicans and 10 Democrats, it still seems somewhat biased. If it's 50-50, then that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, we agree that the result was not impartial, and that is why we corrected and we fixed it.
So you do agree that there were more Republicans than Democrats?
I didn't say that, but I
would hope that you would want to know if there are people working for Twitter that did have that kind of discriminatory viewpoint against conservatives, that you would at least hold them accountable so that it doesn't happen again.
I would want to know that, and I assure you that the algorithm was not written with that intention. The signal that we were using caught people up in it, and it was a signal that we determined was not relevant and also not fair in this particular case. And there will be times, and this is where we need to experiment, as you know, in writing algorithms in the past, that you need to test things and see if they work at scale and pull them back correctly if they don't. And
yeah,
that
but also you should inject your own personal viewpoint into that, unless that's the intention of the company, but you're saying it's not.
That is not the intention of the company. And they should never be.
And I know I'm out of time, but I appreciate.
As a result, Dorsey should have his home raided, Roger Stone style, and Twitter's protected status from the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act should be stripped immediately. If the alleged pictures of the blacklist are credible, Twitter is acting as a publisher in clear violation of their protected status from Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Add to that, Twitter's vulnerability to hackers poses a major privacy and security threat to its 330 million monthly users and quite possibly national security to some extent. Back in April of 2013, the Associated Press's hacked Twitter page announced that two explosions rocked the White House and President Barack Obama had been injured, causing the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 to immediately plunge with a loss of $136.5 billion in market cap. The recent hack attack, which involved high-profile verified Twitter accounts locked in a common cryptocurrency scam that may have funneled as much as $100,000 in a matter of minutes, where victims of the hack said their multi-factor authentication to protect their accounts had failed. Senator Josh Hawley immediately reached out to Jack Dorsey, asking him to contact the DOJ and the FBI as soon as possible,
right there.
Despite countless people on Twitter asking
report
why a blacklist search
is up on man.video. It needs to be seen by all. Hope you look at it. Hope you share it. But I wanted to cut into this and just answer the question. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Twitter is censoring people. We got the Project Veritas. Project Veritas video from multiple sources inside their operation years ago, where they use the terms blacklist and block trends, and they admit they do that, and they do it all the time. So it's just very insulting. By the way, they were having those hearings. I was there listening to Jack Dorsey lie the entire time. These people have gotten away with murder. completely out of control, and now all the chickens are coming home to roost. This is a big Friday broadcast lined up for all of you. Straight ahead, please stay with us. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. July 17th, the year is 2020. We are 108 days out from the election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have three big guests on the transmission today, and I also intend to open the phones up. Thank you so much for joining us. We were supposed to be off the air a long time ago, but thanks to your support, thanks to your prayers, thanks to your action, we are still on air. We are still changing the world together. And I can tell you that President Trump and a lot of his top advisors and a lot of his top researchers do watch the show and see it as a bellwether or the pulse of the republic, and that we are really having a big effect on the planet to the outrage of criminal insiders like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, and the globalists that control them and pull their strings. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. We have Billy Weber with some really important news concerning Joe Biden and what his real agenda is joining us. Then we also are going to have the Hodge twins on the broadcast as well. Dr. Nick Bagich and more is coming up today. Now, that said, the entire trans agenda is out in the open now, and they're officially taking the word female or woman off of medical documents across the United States and Europe. So now the word female is bad. Females existing is bad. And that's what J.K. Rowling, the big liberal left, has finally figured out, lady, is this is about getting rid of women's spaces, women's rights, and attacking the species. If you want to attack the species, you attack women. But first you claim you're all about women and want to protect them. Meanwhile, big news came out yesterday but got almost no attention. It's confirmed in court documents. It's not denied. The state is calling it a legitimate forced treatment for young boys in the foster care system and the juvenile justice system to forcibly give them hormone therapy, in quotes. Hitler just should have called the death camps therapy. It would have been okay, according to the media. Big, big deal. Well, that ties into UK NHS cervical cancer testing leaflet. Doesn't mention women. Offers help to trans men. That's right. This is the mental illness. A man comes in with male genitals, and they fired nurses before in the UK when they say, I want a pap smear. And the woman says, you have a tallywhacker. And they say, you will check my cervix. You will do a pap smear. And if you don't go along with the mental illness, you're fired. This is the incredible control that goes on. This is the New World Order manipulation. Now, that's going to be coming up. But the first thing I want to cover today is the Twitter situation And then I'm going to get into the big issue that everything else is connected to. The martial law we're under, instituted by multinational UN directives, the counties, the cities, the states that are under globalist control. And that's what they are. They are globalist collaborators in every sense of the word, and that is what they're using these directives to do, is to keep us locked down when the rest of the world is not locked down. This is designed to punish the United States via the bureaucracy and the medical tyranny for trying to get out from under the New World Order and win a trade war with the globalist golden child, communist China. And as America realizes that those in league with the Chi-Coms, the globalist Hollywood, and this America-hating wave of hundreds of Jesus statues having their heads cut off this week, hundreds of Virgin Marys toppled this week, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other statues destroyed, and Satanist monuments put up in many other places, and hundreds of churches burned in the last week, that this is a global satanic spiritual attack on our very biology, on our very physiology, on our very soul. So that is coming up as well. But huge news as Trump goes to war with Fauci and Bill Gates and realizes what's really going on. And Trump is listening. As I've been saying, he's got to not just sideline Fauci. He's got to discredit him. And Trump has that through surrogates happening. And so now Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, who works for Bill Gates, basically Mark Zuckerberg is Bill Gates. He's his minion, his ringwraith, his Nazgul. They are out attacking Trump, saying the COVID-19 is the fault of the president. He's refusing to lead. He's a bad guy. All of it's a lie. And then Fauci's comparing COVID-19 to the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people. This has not even killed a million worldwide, if you believe the fake numbers. And they're just taking regular numbers of other deaths, putting it in the column. It was only 8 states that were following the NIH and CDC directive to count everybody that dies as COVID-19, and that's where you got most of the numbers. Texas, sickeningly, is the only Republican state to have joined it. Well, Alabama just joined it. Alabama's going to count everybody that dies as COVID. In fact, there's other articles out today about people dying in a car wreck, COVID-19. Gunshot wound, COVID-19. It is such a galactic level fraud, but speaking of collaborators, I want to play a clip, a 3-minute clip as we go to break, of Attorney General Barr warns of Chinese efforts to dominate industries, calls out Hollywood tech giants for caving to pressure, and uses a keyword, collaborating. That's a keyword in law, because this is collaboration with our enemies. And that's what it is. We are at war. So here is the Attorney General taking the gloves off.
The big tech companies have also allowed themselves to become pawns of Chinese influence. In the year 2000, when the United States normalized trade relations with China, President Clinton hailed the new century as one in which liberty will be spread by cell phone and cable modem. Instead, over the course of the next decade, American companies such as Cisco helped the Chinese communists build the Great Firewall of China, the world's most sophisticated system for internet surveillance and censorship. Over the years, corporations such as Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Apple have shown themselves all too willing to collaborate with the CCP. For example, Apple recently removed the news app Quartz from its app store in China after the Chinese government complained about the coverage of Hong Kong democracy protests. Apple also removed the apps for virtual private networks, which had allowed users to circumvent the Great Firewall, and eliminated pro-democracy songs from the Chinese music store. Meanwhile, the company announced that it would be transferring some of its iCloud data to servers in China, despite concerns that the move would give the Communist Party easier access to emails, text messages, and other user information stored in the iCloud. Recently, we were able to get into two cell phones used by the Al-Qaeda terrorist who shot 8 Americans at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. And during the gunfight with him, he stopped, disengaged, put his cell phones down, and tried to destroy them, shooting a bullet into one of his two cell phones. And we thought that suggested that there might be very important information about terrorist activities in those cell phones. And for 4.5 months, we tried to get in without any help at all from Apple. Apple failed to give us any help getting into those cell phones. We were ultimately able to get in through a fluke that we will not be able to reproduce in the future, where we found communications with Al-Qaeda operatives in the Middle East up to the day before the attack. Do you think when Apple sells phones in China, that Apple phones in China are impervious to penetration by Chinese authorities?
No, they gave them the code keys on record.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right away by who got hit. Clearly, the Bitcoin scam was just a cover for who was really behind it, what was going on. You better believe it's patriots inside U.S. intelligence agencies. And you better believe all that information with the control panel's real, because I've already talked to Twitter operatives that have told me about the control panel. It's already been in documents and an undercover video that Veritas got three different executives admitting the control panel. So we know that he lied to Congress, but that's not really what this is about. It's about letting Twitter know that they can be gutted seven ways to Sunday, and that I guess the intelligence agencies have a lot of ways to get back at communist collaborators. So these guys like to act like they're in charge all day. They're not in charge. And people like Jack Dorsey better watch his ass. And so should Eric Schmidt and Barack Obama and Bill Gates and all of them, because we're not here looking for a fight. But if they come with a fight, they better believe they're going to get one, and they are getting one. So I'll cover that more next hour. But the next 108 days is the most incredible time ever. I'm going to leave it at that for now. I'm going to get more into it next hour, but it's a big deal. Separately, I cannot impart to listeners and viewers and affiliates and sponsors and all of you how important you are, how amazing you are, and the fact that you weathered the storms, the attacks, the psychological warfare, the deplatforming, and you kept us in attack formation. You kept us in the game to press the attack, and we've done it, and we've come through it, and we're still in the fight, stronger than ever, thanks to you. I salute and thank you, and I just want to ask you, think about the time you live in, and don't waste every precious second and minute an hour we have in day, and to tell everybody you know about that local radio station, that local TV station, to thank that local station, to become a sponsor or to support the sponsor, and call the station and thank them, call the sponsor and thank them, and then go into that flooring or carpet place, or go into that car dealership, or go to that restaurant, or go to that church that is supporting this broadcast, and tell people about Band.Video. Tell people about NewsWars.com and say, hey, you've heard this demonized? Find out why it's demonized. Find out what's really happening there, what's really being said, not what the media edits together and puts out.
And pull them back correctly if they don't. And
yeah, okay. But also you should.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, there is just so much unfolding, and it's such a historic time that we are all in. I just want everybody to think about each millisecond lost is precious. People are ready to hear the truth now. America is fighting a global consortium literally trying to bankrupt us and cause a giant race war and break our back forever. Do you really want that? Even if you, again, are an atheist sociopath, you wouldn't want the country to go belly up. Almost no one is going to get more power out of this except a very tiny group, and they're doing it. And they're already in power. They're going to hurt their own investments in their own system because it's a spiritual fight, and they are slaves executing an operation. So please think about visiting InfoWarsStore.com. You have the Christmas in July sale going right now. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of things that were sold out are back in. Turbo Force, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Vazobies, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Chill Force, 50% off. Super Female Vitality, hadn't done that in a while, 50% off. Bio True Selenium, 50% off. Extendawise, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, at cost, $149. Four-stage ion filter, leading competitors are $500, aren't even as good. Storable food, back, ready to be shipped within 3 to 4 weeks. Super high quality, that is a checklist you've got to get done. AM, PM, 8-pack power stack, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have some new products that I'm going to announce and launch at the bottom of the next hour. Just going to let you know about that. We're ready to launch a bunch of those I told you about that would have been the sale this week. And so we got the certificate on 8 of the 10 items. So we're going to tell you about those. And that makes your life better, makes our life better, funds the operation in the face of the enemy. And you can know you stand with us. You back us with word of mouth, prayer, and money. I will not ever give up. I will put a gun to my head. Impossible. Cannot sell out. Physically cannot happen. Totally committed to just a crazed goblin-like level. And that's the spirit we're going to have is just total commitment. Well, there's not even a question of the commitment. You are committed. It's not like you're fighting to be committed or you're going 110%. You're going 5,000%. And it's in that spirit that you will find empowerment and enlightenment and victory. We cannot give in to this enemy. If it was some superior system that was going to make things better, I would just adopt it. I'd marry into it. But that. This is not something superior. This sucks. It's evil. It stinks. And I will defeat it or I'll die trying. Liberty or death is not some tough guy's thing. That's what founded this country. Liberty or death, victory or death. Because it's death to bow and be a slave. And then you metaphysically betray all those that came before you that fought incredibly valiantly for every little bit of human liberty that was scratched and clawed away from tyrants. And we are running through the reserves of what our ancestors built. And we're on fumes right now. But right as the engine starts seizing up and clacking and black smoke starts coming out the back of the tailpipe, people are finally remembering what freedom's all about. Oh, what's up with the American flag? What's up with the Texas flag? You know, what's up with all this? Until you realize they're replacing it with something horrible. And that a bunch of people fought for this system we have that isn't perfect. But by God, it's the enemy's number one threat because it has the idea of freedom beaten in its big red heart with that red, rich blood that we've all got. That blood that unifies us all as humans. The globalists are anti-human. They are your enemy. Now, I said I'd get to this segment, the huge COVID-19 news, and I didn't. And Emily Weaver's coming up. I'll hit this start of the next hour. It's so important. And then I'll hit the huge news on Twitter. This is exactly what we need to see. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And these people are all Chi-Com collaborators. And we're at war right now. And they want to bring in a police state that targets the American people and shuts down our system. I say cut the head off the snake, President Trump. I say the American people back you to deal with the New World Order. I say clean, swift cuts. I say decapitate the globalist, however it needs to be done, quickly, cleanly, without letting this garbage drag on any longer. They attacked us. They're attacking the system. They're trying to overthrow everything and bring in hell itself. It is a dereliction of duty unless the president executes. And the president is executing. We have to be there to encourage and green light the president and those that are faithful in our government and the corporate structure and the system to make the right move right now and choose American values at the most critical time in our history since 1776. In fact, quite frankly, the evil we were facing back then was nothing compared to this. I mean, this is so cut and dry. King George is an angel, King George III, compared to these people. A sweetie pie, a wonderful man compared to this. We just weren't being treated fairly, so we had to have that war. This
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's MyPatriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The truth is, everything the globalists are doing is outrageously destructive to this country and to the average person, not just here, but around the world. Their COVID-19 hoax lockdown has already caused over 2 million people to starve to death, with over 130 million set to die. That's official UN numbers. But using false UN numbers, they tell us COVID-19 is as bad as the Spanish flu of 1918 that killed 50 million people, even though it's not even killed 600,000 worldwide. And that's using fake numbers as well. I've got stacks of news here today in Georgia, in Alabama, in Florida, in North Carolina. I don't know why it's all on the East Coast. Fatal motorcycle crash listed as COVID-19 death in Florida. And it goes on from there. And that's official policy in places like Alabama and Texas. Shameful. Shameful. That's coming up next hour. But Millie Weber's been knocking it out of the park. Millie's been doing reporting for us for, I guess, 8 years or so. And she's got her great YouTube site and all the great work she does. She's now doing more and more sit-down interviews as well. I'm glad she's doing her own show. She wanted to come on today, and I'm glad because I already wanted to get into this. Biden's liberal climate policies, they're not liberal, they're eugenicist, feared by unions in Pennsylvania. Yeah. If you want all the jobs gone when Trump started getting some of them back, put in the carbon taxes. So Milley has gone through and looked at his official plank. He also wants migration replacement population activities or migration replacement here in the United States under the UN plan. She's gone through and compared it to AOC's Green Deal. It's the exact same deal. It's the Rothschild deal. It's the New World Order deal. It's the Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand can have no industry, but China has no restrictions. That's what it is, a recipe for total shutdown of society. How would anyone vote for this blubbering, stuttering, bumbling nincompoop over Trump? It's just mind-boggling. You're there in Ohio. You've got your ear to the ground, Millie, traveling all over the Midwest and the East. Tell us about your research on this subject.
Well, Alex, I thought it was imperative that I come on to tell the American people just what we could be getting ourselves into if Joe Biden becomes the next president of the United States. Many people view him to be somewhat of a moderate candidate, and that's purely just because that's the propaganda the mainstream media has been putting out. If you go to his policies on his website, which I highly recommend everyone do this, go to his website and look up and see for yourself. It's all out there plain for you to read. He has specific climate policies. He is really going to bring in all of these kids, like the Sunrise Movement activists, AOC, all of these climate justice people. He's actually going to create specific White House climate change task force and environmental groups that police. I mean, he is really going to put some green police on the ground. While at the same time, he's going to have this group at his side, the same group that is saying we need to abolish the police, right? While they then say we need to create all these new policing efforts that are going to be policing climate change and climate justice.
And remember, they're not going to get rid of the police. They're going to switch the train over from law and order into enforcement over the general public. They're even announcing that the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, already major cities have passed laws to do it, will vet who can stay an officer and who can be hired, putting SJWs in full control. A nightmare, commissar, political police scenario.
Exactly. And one of the things under his Biden plan to secure environmental justice and equitable economic opportunity in a clean energy future, they talk about how he recognizes that communities of color in low-income communities are adversely affected by climate change. And they're saying that these corporations or businesses or whatever that pollute or are not following the EPA's guidelines enough, which they are going to have way more stringent guidelines.
Sure. Look, now they're going to connect Black Lives Matter to the global carbon tax to shut us down and call it a form of reparations. Oh, we've got to shut down whatever jobs are left to help the black people.
Oh, yeah. And he says they want to create an environmental justice division within the Department of Justice so they can start prosecuting businesses and people if they're not following stringent climate change.
As if they don't already have the FDA and the EPA to do that. But again, as you were saying, they're talking about targeting individuals for, oh, you ran your fireplace. That's illegal in San Francisco. Oh, you didn't do this. Oh, we found, you know, an oil canister in the back of your field. You're going to jail. This is literally turning all the bureaucrats that they've graduated out of these colleges, all these Antifa people with degrees, to be our minders.
Exactly. Not only that, they talk about setting up surveillance systems around these neighborhoods so that they can make sure that there's not pollution going on. They're going to have screenings. They're going to be collecting data. That data is going to be going off to their climate justice boards within public health divisions. They talk about creating all of these new divisions within the DOJ, within public
health. And all of it's designed to shut down what little industry we have left.
Yes, I mean, this is much bigger than the EPA. You think the EPA is bad. They're saying, well, the EPA is not doing enough. The EPA is weak. They want something way worse than the EPA. I mean, this is going to be like green police on steroids. It's insane. They're going to be shutting down businesses left and right, arresting business executives and putting them in jail for things that they claim are, you know, environmental hazards or environmental climate change problems, essentially. And one of the things that they talk about also, Alex, is that they actually believe that COVID-19 is a result of climate change. So they include that in there as part of climate justice.
Oh, they said because of COVID-19 and because of the climate change caused it, we've got to make XYZ changes. Exactly. It's always the same. And they also say, though, COVID-19 is good because it's going to teach us to lower our carbon footprint. That's what this really is.
Oh, it's exactly what it is, because we have still have somebody inside the Sunrise Movement, Alex, and they have been doing their conferences still. And in these conferences, they actually discuss how they're using COVID-19 as a trigger point to enact this system shift. It's actually a system shift to the new normal. That's always what it's been. The new normal has nothing to do with COVID-19. They themselves talk within themselves about how they don't actually see it as that big of an issue, like pandemic-wise.
Exactly. In fact, they're making a film about this right now. They admit in all their white papers, even in public publications at the highest level, that it's about training us that things aren't normal now. There's a new normal. You're going to be tracked. Bureaucrats are going to come to your house. You're not going to have single-family homes anymore. You're going to take inoculations. We're going to track you with your phone. We're going to reward you if you're good. We're going to punish you if you're bad. It is the Chinese social credit score. It is a revolution, and COVID-19 is their cover.
Yeah, and Biden talked about how he's going to establish a White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council, and how he talks about many of these people on the White House Environmental Justice Council are going to be well-known activists. So I wonder, AOC, you don't think she's going to be on there? Give me a break. It's just insane. And even outside of his environmental justice policies, he also has his clean energy policies, where he talks about dismantling coal, dismantling these other energy systems, and moving completely to 100% green energy, and putting $2 trillion into the green energy sector, while at the same time he talks about, let's take back those Trump tax cuts from the American people, because then we'll raise $2 trillion from them. So they want to take it from Americans and give it to these green energy giants who don't really need the government subsidies.
Oh, of course. It's all about transferring power. And they admit from Spain, that was under their control, that the energy cost twice as much and had twice as big a carbon footprint, as if that's a bad thing. When they picked carbon to regulate, they picked one-fourth of the carbon cycle. Light, water, and then, of course, you've got to have oxygen and you've got to have carbon dioxide. They pick carbon dioxide because it sounds scary. It's not. It's what plants breathe. To target that, as you know, Millie, and they're just raging forward. People say, oh, well, they'll never get this through. As we've seen with COVID-19, it's about big tech, big industry, green mafia working with the blue cities and states to implement this, whether we like it or not. That's what the COVID-19 hoax is about. It's about all of these special interests and all of these corporations working in unison as a mafia to come in and muscle in. We need the government that we set up to protect our rights to now guard against this enemy attack. We've got Millennium Millie with us. Millie Weaver is here with us for another segment. We're going to come back and look at the other side of the pincer attack, not just Joe Biden, but these so-called virtual campaign events that are coming up and the virtual event that they're talking about.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
It was 10 years ago. 10 years.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
10 years ago that Audi at the Super Bowl ran ads with green police, actual uniforms that liberal cities have set up with real police departments, showing checkpoints on highways, homes being SWAT teamed for not following the proper green edicts. Where then you have to adopt the technology that the Rothschilds literally own. They own the global carbon exchange in London. You have to pay them for every gallon of gas you use, everything. Al Gore, Bill Clinton, they're all heavily invested in these mercantiles. But here's the Green Police ad preparing you for what's now here 10 years ago.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic. That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery! Battery. Let's go. Take the house. Come on.
Put the vine down. Sure. That's a compost conversion.
Whoa. Did you install these bulbs?
Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
you get through the checkpoint. You don't get arrested. You get to leave your house. You're wearing a mask. You stay in your home. You're good. All a martial law drill, and Bill Gates admits this is Event 201, the real bio attack he says is coming. Millie Weaver is joining us here, getting into Joe Biden's nightmare UN announcements that would destroy what's left of the Midwest and some of the areas that have barely recovered after 3.5 years of Trump. How on earth could anybody vote for Joe Biden in the Midwest or in the East, Millie Weaver?
I have no idea. If you're voting for Joe Biden, you're essentially voting for a new world order. But see, that's not the term that they use anymore, Alex. They now use a liberal world order. I kid you not. They use that term within the Sunrise Movement, within the UN, within all of their talks. They say liberal world order. That's what they're going for. And all of it surrounds climate justice and environmentalism. So Joe Biden is going full tilt boogie down that road. We discussed how the Sunrise Movement kind of extorted their way onto Biden's climate task force by having all these girls within their movement start to threaten and claim that they're going to have #MeToo political stunts against Joe Biden. Next thing you know, Joe Biden says, oh, AOC. And
that's
all
right. You broke this. You broke this a month ago, and now we're seeing the fruit of how Soros plays dirty. Just incredible.
Yes, it's very incredible. So Joe Biden is just as extreme as Senator Sanders or any of those other politicians that were running. He's no better. And Joe Biden, another thing is, he's coming for your guns. You know, we hear, you know, not only does he want to grab your daughter, but he wants to grab your guns. So watch out. Joe Biden has his policies laid out on his website. He's coming for your AR-15. He says he's going to do the buyback programs. He's going to confiscate the AR-15s or assault weapons, which is a very vague term.
And by the way, Millie, as you know, everything you're saying, we pulled up the CFR saying we're now the liberal world order. We're going to use race war for control. Joe Biden officially 2 weeks ago adopted Bernie Sanders' entire platform. What do you think is going to happen at the convention? They're trying to make everything virtual. I don't think Trump should give into this fear. He should have his convention. The Democrats are going to have a virtual convention. Oh, you're going to be covering it.
Yes, I think Trump needs to push forward as he would have normally pushed forward. I think the reason they're creating all of this is to try to hide the fact that Joe Biden doesn't have as much of support as they would hope for him to have. Try to hide the fact that he's really weak at debating. He has issues from his strokes and whatever else. But, I mean, they know that his policies are going to be called out. They know that Trump is going to be the person to lay out just how bad Joe Biden is. And I think that they're just trying to avoid that. They're trying to avoid any messy smears that might happen.
Well, that's it. They're trying to muffle and shut down the president. And they don't want people to challenge Biden at the convention, but they want to challenge Trump at the convention. And if it's virtual, that will make it a lot easier to do when there's not real people there. So everybody needs to go to that convention. Millie, pulling back from this, in the aftermath of you exposing these globalist-funded Sunrise Movement and Soros, what's the latest? I know you're working on part three of that report.
Okay, so like I said, we still have an undercover within there collecting information. Some of the stuff that's going on is we're following Slack accounts, which they're utilizing to actually search out children that are elementary age. Previously, we discussed how they were targeting middle school and high school age kids. The Slack accounts, they are now going into that and searching out elementary age kids. They're kind of moving to an even younger generation. This is a long-term
because that's what predators do. I mean, they need somebody that doesn't know what's their surroundings that they can creep over to.
Okay, so we have AOC and other progressive Democrats talking about how they're raising funds in China and other foreign countries. So how can you be raising campaign funds in other foreign countries? It makes you wonder, do they know that this is illegal, or are they just being so bold and blatant that they're not worried about it? I mean,
wow, so you've got that with the undercover info coming out.
Yeah, we've got what appears to be IIA operations using phone systems with automatic generated text message systems that got leaked out to even message boards on 4chan, 8chan. And
I know you've got a lot of great sources, Millie. What are they saying about the Twitter hack? I mean, from my info, that's Patriot U.S. intelligence penetrating all the private messages of the top globalists and letting them know they've been compromised and that the Bitcoin thing is just a cover.
I don't know about the Twitter hack, but I know about this other hack that happened where they put this information out for this IIA ShadowNet type dashboard operation where other people on 410 A-chan are now able to troll the contacts, the mega contacts. Think of it, all the people that send their email out to like AOC's campaign, Ilhan Omar's campaign, Biden's campaign, you know, Bernie, all them, right? That all that data is collected, the emails, right? That all got leaked out through a ShadowNet type dashboard on 410 A-chan, and now you have other people in other countries sending out bulk messages to these people. Like, oh, like just like Twitter, donate money to whatever, They'll bulk send it out to people's phones, and they'll think they're getting it from like Ilhan Omar's campaign, but they're actually getting it from some foreigner in another country, and they're donating money to them. I mean, it's just all out chaos is ensuing. I mean, it's pretty wild, but that has more to do with the IIA ShadowNet aspect that we talked about the other time I went on the show.
Sure, the Democrats have let so many criminals into their system. They've just got criminals in there stealing the data and selling it.
Yeah, it's really bad. And remind you, this is PSYOP, psychological warfare tools that were developed for the military through private contracts. And the private contracts were able to maintain the rights to that software. And
Twitter is now confirming that dashboard and all that's basically real and it was employee tools. So the head of Twitter has been caught red-handed lying to Congress, Millie.
I believe it. I mean, it's wild what's going on with Silicon Valley and big tech and how corrupt they are. It's all being exposed. We've seen what Project Veritas has been doing and James O'Keefe have been doing. It's amazing work. They're exposing the shadow banning, the bias, all that. But there's also other operations on the social media companies that the social media companies are not stopping, but they're not part of necessarily. And these are IIA operations, Internet Interactive Activity operations by intelligence contractors.
And let's explain, Obama 8 years ago, quote, legalized the CIA engaging in domestic propaganda. That meant all the money, all of it. And Trump never got control of that. That's still all operating outside of things. I've challenged Pompeo and Barr to do something about it. It looks like they're beginning to take control of that. I can't get into the specifics. I've been asked not to. But I can tell people that Google has been partially recaptured by U.S. intelligence. It was always set up by U.S. intelligence, but it had been handed over to multinationals and the Chinese. So as far as Google goes, about 3 weeks ago, they began to buckle to whatever this internal war is, Millie.
Yeah, you know, they actually, interestingly, Obama actually made that rule where he legalized propaganda not long after the creation and development of ShadowNet. And then when they then privatized it, it was like, boom, all right, let's legalize propaganda. Let's start deploying these on social media. And you can actually see that shift change from when Facebook was just all family pictures, happy and fun, to then, boom, it's all political propaganda. And these are psychological operations being deployed on the American public.
Sure, for those that don't know, we're not speculating. It's all on record that the CIA had this for war zones. And then Obama, 8 years ago, legalized it for deployment against the American people, and now Katie barred the door. But that's where InfoWars comes in. Organic resistance with the truth against the enemy. 5 minutes with Millie Weaver. Then I'm going to get into the latest on the Twitter hack, the latest on the COVID-19 hoax and where it's going, and so much more. Please stay with us. Hour number two is straight ahead. I want to ask Millie from her sources what she thinks Trump's about to do, and is he taking the gloves off? My intel is he is. We're 108 days out from the election. This is a critical time. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The bad news is Western